This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy is still growing, but it's been growing more slowly than in recent years. The latest is from the Commerce Department that it grew at 2.1% in the fourth quarter of 2019. The economy grew 2.3% through the entire year of 2019. It's the slowest pace in 3 years, down from a nearly 3% increase in 2018 and a 2.4% gain in 2017. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says fewer Americans are filing for jobless claims. Around 216,000 filings were made last week, a decrease of 7,000 from the previous week. Senators will pose questions to House impeachment managers and the president's legal team for a second and final day today, a session starting at 1 p.m. Eastern and could last for about 8 hours. This is USA Radio News.
The widespread wildfires in Australia are having disastrous effects on Australian wildlife. The Morris Animal Foundation, a global leader in advancing animal health, says they'll allocate $1 million for scientific research grants that will fund major studies to help.
Tiffany Grunert, president and CEO of Morris Animal Foundation.
Our role will be to research the impact of the fires on wildlife in support of restoration efforts, from land mammal population studies to the effects of the fire on marine wildlife downstream. There's a great deal of research to be conducted in support of these unique and valuable species.
The ongoing wildfires have destroyed more than 12 million acres of land and impacted between 500 and 800 million animals, including koalas. Wayne Boardman, School of Animal and Veterinary Science at the University of Adelaide.
Now we only have 10,000 koalas left. Our colleagues, with the support of Morris Animal Foundation, will continue to investigate the health status of this important population following the bushfires.
To support the effort, go to morrisanimalfoundation.org.
A new White House task force is monitoring the coronavirus as the world deals with this deadly outbreak from China, where it's killed over 170 people. Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham saying the task force has been working since Monday and will lead the federal response to contain the disease here in the United States. Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar heading up the group that includes national security as well as health officials. President Trump saying the nightmare that was NAFTA is over. He signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement into law yesterday in a ceremony at the White House.
This is a colossal victory for our farmers, ranchers, energy workers, factory workers, and American workers.
Kobe Bryant's widow's commenting publicly for the first time since the Sunday helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant. Vanessa Bryant saying on Instagram there aren't enough words to describe her pain. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. Border Patrol says it's discovered the longest smuggling tunnel ever found on the southwest border. Officials say that the tunnel, which includes a rail cart system, an elevator, and a drainage system, is the length of 14 football fields. There have been no arrests made in connection with it, and no drugs were found at the site. A Georgia inmate is dead after being put to death by lethal injection last night. Donnie Lance, executed for the 1997 double murder of his ex-wife and her boyfriend in Jackson County. The state parole board denied clemency for Lance earlier this week. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has reportedly avoided being served papers in a defamation lawsuit filed by Democratic presidential candidate and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. The Hawaii representative's lawyer says a process server who tried to hand over the papers to Clinton at her New York home was turned away by Secret Service agents, and a second attempt to serve the papers to one of Clinton's lawyers yesterday was also unsuccessful. Gabbard is suing the 2016 Democratic presidential nominee for $50 million for indirectly calling her a Russian asset during an interview. And only one jackpot-winning ticket was sold for last night's $400 million Powerball jackpot, sold at a 7-Eleven in Bonita Springs, Florida. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's going to be easy, right? As JFK says, hey, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard. Getting this country back on track. But look at the dividends. Just by, you know, electing Donald Trump, what we've been able to accomplish in 3 years. And this is in spite of all the resistance that has been taking place. It is most incredible. And here we are, hopefully, in the waning days of an impeachment process that it was a fait accompli to start with. But nonetheless, we're Americans, and we weather through it all, and hopefully we're all the better for it. I know I got to bring Adam Andrzejewski on with us from Open the Books. Adam, you know, the thing that people have warned is that because this seems to be over a policy dispute, it's almost like whenever there is a party, the opposite party that is in power, that it's really ripe for this kind of activity, and this is what's being warned. But the other thing that's not being considered is that you could have just the opposite occur, that people might say, well, maybe we need to just turn a blind eye on this because we don't seem to do impeachment very well, do we?
Well, that's very true. And look, Heritage Organization, they did a study on how much the House impeachment cost taxpayers. And it was $3.1 million. And they undershot it. They admit that it cost the taxpayers more. Just on staff salaries and the amount of sessions that the committees held before impeachment and the legal costs associated with the impeachment, you know, $3 million.
That's just before we even get into the actual impeachment trial, because now you've got the Senate involved and everything else, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But here's the point. It's the opportunity cost that is not calculable. Mm-hmm. The country has real issues at stake, and Congress isn't dealing with them because they're off on this tangent to impeach the president, because literally they hate him.
Right. Well, and this is what we've said all along, is that what are we losing in the process? And even the last time you were here, we addressed that issue, is what, what opportunities are falling to the ground because...
Well, I want to give a specific example, Bill.
Yes.
And you've covered this very, very well on your program. In a couple of days ahead of Christmas, there was bipartisan agreement. For all the rancor in our nation's capital, there was bipartisan agreement to drop a 2,300-page spending bill that codified a $1 trillion budget deficit and deficits for as far as the eye can see. Republicans and Democrats, they joined together to drain the U.S. Treasury from the left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this bill was dropped 24 hours before the House voted on it. That's not representative democracy. Mm-hmm. Nobody even had a chance to read the bill. And it was stuffed with goodies for insiders written by lobbyists. And that's what's going on. Instead of taking care of the nation's business, They're borrowing, bonding our future generations for generations.
Well, the fact of the matter is, it's kind of rich and ironic that this is really quid pro quo. I mean, that's how you get there. I was talking with Dr. Paul Kengor earlier. I said, look at the $23 trillion in debt. That is quid pro quo. And then you get the Democrats running, you know, for office. Republicans do this as well because it's the order of the day and it's all commonplace and everything. But just stop and think about it. You've got Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders buying the votes. And what are they buying it? Not with their money, but with the people's money. Saying, hey, look, you elect me and you got health care for everybody. You got free tuition, debt forgiveness, all this stuff, right?
Yeah, free tuition. Here's another issue that Congress isn't dealing with, and that's the sheer amount of student debt out there and the price of a college education. Look, last year, the 25 most wealthy colleges and universities, they've got an endowment bill of over $300 billion. And the United States taxpayers funded those schools to the tune of $6.9 billion. We're funding these elite and wealthy schools, and they can't make the argument that they need taxpayer money, but they're so greedy, they want it anyway.
Well, of course, it's there. I mean, if the trough is open for business, they're going to do what it is. I mean, you say the government should be handling this. I'm saying government shouldn't. We need to get the government out of it because it's because of the government that we're looking at $1.6 trillion in student debt now?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, over credit card debt and vehicle car loans. It's a major, it's an issue. Here's another issue Congress is not dealing with: $150 billion last year of mistaken and improper payments that the 20 largest federal agencies agree went out the door. I mean, this is incredible. It's they mistakenly paid dead people with a federal death certificate. $1 billion last year. There's now, because of our oversight published at Forbes, there's now a bipartisan bill in the U.S. Senate. They've got to pass legislation to stop improper payments to dead people.
I mean, is that crazy? You have to pass legislation to do the right thing that is already codified in our Constitution and just reason. But,
There's 3 million active Social Security numbers for people aged 112 and older. Here's the problem. There's only 40 people in the entire world aged 112 and older.
Wow. Well, see, we got to keep those alive because that's all part of the voting record, because those are votes, which I think is quite interesting. I was talking with our friend Ed Pizzoli down in South Florida, and he's been involved in, elections and all this, so he knows. And in fact, he used to teasingly tell me, he says, yeah, in Chicago, the quip was, the election isn't over until they get the cemetery vote. And
and
I said, well, Ed, you're a pretty smart guy. You got this all figured out. Explain to me how somebody dies a Republican and somehow they come back and they're able to fill out a ballot as a Democrat. You know, what happens on the other side of this world when we go to heaven, or maybe you go to hell or whatever it is, and you change party affiliation? What's going on?
Well, the president vowed to drain the swamp, and the swamp is deep, and it's not only in Washington, D.C., but everybody listening to your program, Bill, got an obligation where we live to drain our local swamps. The reason Washington, D.C. is so corrupt is because our local units are even more corrupt, and
they're all filling. Yeah, they're all tributaries going right into the same pool. You're exactly right. I agree with you. Go ahead.
Just yesterday, in the city of San Francisco, and we're the organization that did the San Francisco poop map last year that everyone was talking about, trended on national Twitter, editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, did your program, international news. Well, 2 days ago, the public works director, he self-titled. His handle on Twitter is Mr. Clean. He's the guy in charge of cleaning up the city streets of San Francisco, and he was indicted by the FBI, in part, allegedly, on procuring porta-potties with improper contract procurement.
Oh, wow.
They were going to his buddies, according to the FBI.
You mean the contracts to rent the porta-potties were going to his buddies, and so now in San Francisco?
That's right.
I mean, that's the quid pro capital of the world, almost next to Washington, D.C. But that's a whole other story. Adam Andrzejewski is with us, and he's with Open the Books, and we've got so much more to talk about. We're going to be talking about health care and what's going on there, and a couple of other things just for fun, because that's what we do here. So more from Adam when we come back after the break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
This is Dan Perkins for your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you know that about 1 in 10 veterans are homeless in the United States? For the third year in a row, Songs and Stories for Soldiers has sponsored the Santa Bell Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans program. In 2019, the people of Southwest Florida donated to the Bay Pines VA Healthcare District 550 pairs of shoes and over 1,200 pairs of socks for homeless veterans. So here's your veterans tip of the day. This summer, set up a group of people to collect shoes and socks for homeless veterans in your community between Thanksgiving and Christmas 2020. Sit down and have a conversation with the Voluntary Services Director at your local VA hospital and telling him what you're going to do. If they have any questions, have them contact their counterpart at the Bay Pines Healthcare System. You may find that someday you may be a recipient of shoes and socks for homeless veterans. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, that's the way we like it, you know, because we're fresh and independent. How you doing? Hope you're having a great day today. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Adam Andrzejewski continues with us. He is the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. You know, Adam, one of the things we've been realizing in this whole debate, from Obamacare to, you know, the more contemporary conversations and debates over health care, as Obamacare is unwinding, you know, it's just kind of been hanging on. It's on life support. I mean, I keep hearing code blue, code blue. And, you know, we've got to deal with this problem. But to the earlier argument, when we're distracted with, you know, impeachment and resistance and everything, it all is getting in the way of the people's business. And this is something that should have been handled a long time ago. And because of the complexity of it, and because of the quid pro quo nature of the debate and dealing with healthcare, because you've got to take care of all these people. I mean, this is what Obamacare demonstrated to us. But Donald Trump has said, "Look, let's start to chip away at this, and let's first look at being totally transparent when it comes to healthcare prices to the public, right?"
Absolutely. So healthcare and the cost of healthcare is crushing the American dream for regular Americans all across the country. Mm-hmm. The average family spends $20,000 per year on out-of-pocket premiums, deductibles, and other costs on their healthcare. So we took a look at the top 82 largest nonprofit healthcare providers in the country. These are public charities. They're supposed to provide health care at reasonable prices to people. And here's what we found. These top 82 nonprofits are making huge profits. In fact, we found 13 out of the 82 organizations paid their top earner up to $21.6 million in the latest year available. Over a four-year period, we had executives making, for instance, Ascension Healthcare, they're based in St. Louis, made up to $59.1 million over a four-year period. Kaiser Healthcare CEO, $30 million over a four-year period. Banner, $29.6 million. Advocate, based out of Illinois, $27.8 million. This is not non-for-profit compensation. This is not compensation that's supposed to be for a public charity that serves the public on healthcare. This is for-profit compensation, and we think that U.S. Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin should open up an investigation into these nonprofit public charities.
Yeah, how do they? I mean, because they're getting tax breaks and consideration for this, and they're paying their CEOs like it's a it's just a regular for-profit business.
The CEO at Memorial Hermann in Houston, Texas, made $18.6 million in a year.
Wow! Wow!
You know, $10.6 million went to the top-paid executive at Northwestern Memorial Healthcare in Chicago.
And we're using the people's money to co-opt this operation, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, government is involved in probably 70% in some fashion or another. The government is involved in 70% of all healthcare transactions in the entire country. So yeah, when you have heavy government regulation of an industry, we talked about higher education in the last segment. Mm-hmm. Now we talk about healthcare. The established players love it because they have monopoly control. They can continue to raise prices. And the people who are getting screwed in this country are the customers,
exactly,
the students on education, and those of us that buy our health care. Look, health care is it's crazy. Donald Trump wants to open up the real prices that we're paying to empower customers and businesses to reduce their cost of health care. The industry and the status quo is going crazy. The insurance companies, the hospitals, they want to keep us in the dark. They want to play baseball with one team blindfolded. Incredibly, the team that's buying the coverage.
Exactly. Well, hey, it's I guess a good deal if you can get away with it, and they've been getting away with it this long. And so this is the problem. You get Donald Trump, who creates a disturbance in the force, in the status quo. And look at it. This is to, you know, support, you know, we the people, and this is only constitutional, you know, imagine that, and why this isn't bipartisan, and why you don't have people on both sides of the aisle jumping up and down over this, Adam, I don't understand, because to me this is a no-brainer, isn't it?
Well, it's a good point, Bill, and I have to give a kudos to the Democratic governor of Colorado that in mm-hmm. a State of the Union speech used our report and two other reports to put the issue front and square on the table. He said that our nonprofit public charitable hospitals, they're, I think, second out of 50 states on their profit margin. This cannot continue. So we received a citation from him in his state of the state address in Colorado.
Well, and the thing is, we are a free market, you know, capitalistic system, but you can't have it both ways. You can't be capitalistic and then have your other hand going into the public coffers for support, right?
Well, it's and obviously this is not a free market in healthcare.
No.
Not by any stretch. And so what you have is the insiders that have all the information, and we, the people who are buying healthcare, we don't have any information. Trump is trying to level that playing field. Kudos to him.
Well, this is going to require really a healthcare revolution of incredible magnitude that has to be led by we the people, does it not?
It's not going to be led by anybody else, and it is a revolution in healthcare and transparency. When we finally see what's going on behind the curtains, I think transparency will revolutionize healthcare, like the microscope did, you know, years ago.
Exactly, and what the sonogram is doing by way of abortion right now as well. So there's nothing like dealing with, you know, having the truth. But we got to get out of denial, and we've got to quit facilitating the status quo. And Donald Trump has been a disruptive force. He's pulled back the shroud on every area of our lives, it seems like, and healthcare is one of it. And, you know, as you and I discussed before, you've got these middlemen managers that are taking money from these pharmaceuticals, and you know, we're wondering why our drug prices are going high, but meanwhile they're happily going along making billions of dollars. And what have they done? You know, they shuffled paper, and they deserve some sort of huge chunk of the pie there. I mean, this thing is, like you said, it is a monopoly of, for, and by the pharmacists and the healthcare industry.
And I want to put some numbers to your statement, because it's exactly true, and we can back it up from our report. And everybody can download our report on these nonprofit hospitals making big profits from our website at openthebooks.com. Mm-hmm. So here's what we found on the hospitals. Their net worth last year increased by $40 billion, up to $203 billion they have after they pay all their bills, after you subtract all their debt and all their loans. They've got $200 billion left over. It was nearly 24% growth in 1 year in net assets. Mm-hmm. That is an incredible expansion of assets paid for by all of us buying health care, and we don't even get to see the prices.
Yeah,
Donald Trump and his administration are leveling that.
And we're hearing, you know, that in some communities we got hospitals that are closing. Of course, maybe that might not be a recent number. It just might be a perception over time that we have, and we say, well, we need to be sensitive and we need to support, you know, particularly these local hospitals. What's going on there in terms of balancing what's happening in some of these local communities that, have so much services to, you know, they have so much demand on their services, but they just don't have the wherewithal and the money to support this?
Well, it is an old story that when government power increases, individual freedom and liberty decrease. So now we have a distribution problem in healthcare because of the government taking over such large segments of it, where we didn't have that to the extent in the past. And so, you know, whether it's the you know, socialism with the bread lines in Latin America or in other places, government control never works. We need a truly free market with truly free and open pricing.
Yeah, the free market has a way of healing itself, doesn't it, most effectively, I believe? Yeah, that's what we've seen historically, time and again. Adam, remind everybody again where they can go for more information.
Our website is openthebooks.com.
He's the founder of openthebooks.com and author of Operation Drain the Swamp, Adam Andrzejewski, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Adam, awesome. Thank you so much for all the help.
Thank you, Bill.
Oh. Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy is still growing, but it's been growing more slowly than in recent years. The latest is from the Commerce Department that it grew at 2.1% in the fourth quarter of 2019. The economy grew 2.3% through the entire year of 2019. It's the slowest pace in 3 years, down from nearly 3% increase in 2018 and a 2.4% gain in 2017. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says fewer Americans are filing for jobless claims. Around 216,000 filings were made last week, a decrease of 7,000 from the previous week. Senators will pose questions to House impeachment managers and the president's legal team for a second and final day today, a session starting at 1 p.m. Eastern and could last for about 8 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent we are, just for you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this is a radio show of, for, and by We the People. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I look at the game is all set. Teams are exciting. You know, we're all excited. The decorations are starting to come out. We're in anticipation of, you know, all the commercials we can watch along with the big game, and not to mention the halftime. But you know what makes it all work and makes it all come together? Snacks, right? Game time snacks. What are you doing, you know? Well, joining us today from Frito-Lay's Casa de Crunch at Super Bowl Live in Miami is Chef Chris Scott from Season 15 of Bravo's Top Chef, is an expert on all things party hosting. Chef Scott is teaming up with Frito-Lay to help you get ready for the big game. And he's here to share how you can surprise your guests with some of the latest and greatest snacks that are sure to get everyone excited. Chris Scott, welcome to the show. How are you, Chef?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm like you. I'm excited. I mean, you know, this is all, you know, part of the whole game is you got to have the right snacks, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a must. Mm-hmm. You know, with me, whenever I'm starting these kind of parties, the key is starting with great ingredients and great products. You know, back on Top Chef, I was always looking for that wow factor. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a huge fan of football, and I love getting together with friends and family and throwing that big bash. And great snacks, like I said, are a must. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to be here at the Casa de Crunch, here at the Super Bowl Live in Miami, mm-hmm. to show off all this delicious snack spread that I got for you.
You can already feel the buzz, huh?
I'm telling you, it's so nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where should we start when planning our big game parties?
Well, first let me tell you all about this Casa de Crunch experience. I wish that you were here to see it. Mm-hmm. So believe it or not, it's an actual house with all these wow. rooms that are themed at, you know, to all your favorite Frito-Lay snacks, including Tostitos and Cheetos, Lay's and Doritos. And all four brands mm-hmm. kind of have this, they have new products that landed just in time for the Super Bowl. Guests can come in, they can walk around, they can try the new snacks. And for everybody at home, you can get all this goodness, you know, at the local grocery store nationwide.
Yeah, yeah. How cool is that? That's awesome. So you got this actual house loaded up with snacks. I love it.
Yeah, you should see it. It's like all these great colors and, you know, and the flavors are here and tasting things. It's cool.
Yeah, I bet. So let's talk about some of your favorite new snacks from Frito-Lay.
Right on. So Tostitos just came out with this wonderful thing. It's Tostitos. What do you call it? It's a chip. It's a strip. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they came out with this Tostitos strip, and it goes really well with this avocado salsa, you know. And then there's the Doritos Flaming Hot Limon, and it's spicy. Mm-hmm. It brings the heat with a twist. And then there's the new Doritos Cool Ranch, and believe it or not, now packed with even more Cool Ranch flavor. And my favorite, hold on to your seat on this one, mm-hmm. Cheetos Popcorn, right?
Cheetos Popcorn? No way, really? Oh, wow, killer.
With cheddar and Flaming Hot. I use it as a great garnish when I'm doing my Super Bowl, kind of like a ceviche kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, you got the three new Lay's flavors, jalapeno, poppable sea salt, and the kettle cooked Flaming Hot. It's a wonderful, wonderful spread out here.
Wow. Well, we got the big game, Super Bowl 54, kind of amazing. The Niners and the Chiefs, going to be a lot of great fun. What are you looking forward to in the big game here?
Well, besides the snacks? I always look forward to the, you know, to the ads.
Mm-hmm.
And Frito-Lay is coming out with these really two cool ads mm-hmm. featuring my man MC Hammer and Lil Nas X, you know, just to name a few. But speaking of Hammer, he embraces the Cheeto in one of his commercials. Now, what is Cheeto, you might ask? Cheeto is the official name for the dust that sticks to your fingers. Right?
Yes, exactly. Six to your fingers and everywhere else that can find a way to hang on.
Right.
Yeah, we know for sure, especially when you have a three-year-old that has had his seemingly his entire head in the Cheeto bowl, and he comes in and says, "Daddy," and you know, and he just gives you a big hug, and you're blessed with Cheeto dust.
Right, and now you're covered in the Cheeto as well. So you know, embrace the Cheeto.
Hey, I think that's the motto for this super embrace the Cheeto. I love it, Jeff. That's awesome. And of course, you know, the halftime is going to be a lot of fun with J-Lo and a lot of great entertainment as always. I mean, it's a big showcase, but, you know, as you say, the commercials, you know, something like, you know, how many millions of dollars is 30 Second this year? Is it like 7 million or something?
It's always high. It's always up there.
Yeah. So, speaking of the ads, which are your personal favorites?
Of course, it's the Tostitos and the Frito-Lay stuff.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, good fun, and especially with you being there in Miami at Casa de Cheeto, that is just good fun. I'm really envious, I got to tell you, Chef.
Well, you can jump on a plane, come down here and join me. I got more than enough food, and we can have a great time.
Well, unfortunately, I head to Fort Lauderdale following week, so I'm here in California, so I just have to use my imagination and know that you're having fun. But I want you to know that I'm with you in spirit, Chef, and with everybody else enjoying all the festivities there. What do you think? What do you think is going to be the biggest surprise for people coming into Casa de Cheeto?
I think that they're going to be, you know, shocked, of course, by the Cheetos popcorn.
I say Casa de Cheeto. I'm sorry. I meant Casa de Crunch, so forgive me. But you got me Cheeto fixated, Chef.
I think that people really are going to really be, you know, wowed by all the brand-new flavors. Mm-hmm. I think that the Cheetos popcorn is, is going to be a standout, and everyone's going to be left with Cheadle all over their hands and arms and shirts and everything. It's going to be a good time.
Well, with so much red,
party.
With so much red being around, you know, if it wasn't orange and it was red, but still, nonetheless, hey, look at for the taste and the fun and everything that's Frito-Lay. I mean, associated with the brand is that crunch taste, is it not?
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's true. It's
wow.
True.
So good fun. So anything else you can share with us, Chef, that we can look forward to in terms of all the party snacks and ideas that you have for us?
Yeah, well, you can also check out all the clips and the recipes. You can go to frito-lay.com and see everything.
Well, excellent. And so as far as, you know, the breadth of opportunities and ideas, you know, it would be good fun to know, Chef, if we got the people involved and, you know, if they hashtagged you back to say, hey, look at this is my my Casa de Crunch idea in my home for Super Bowl 54, right?
Right. Yeah,
I want to get something started here. I mean, we got to advance the idea so that next year when we have this conversation, I mean, I think it's revolutionary that we're talking, you know, Cheeto popcorn. I love popcorn, and I can only imagine what the
so why don't you hashtag embrace the Cheeto.
Yes.
Hashtag embrace the Cheeto.
we're gonna start something here, and Frito-Lay is gonna go, órale, qué pasó? What's going on here, man? We're inundated right with this hashtag, and they're gonna go, well, you know, hey, the chef and Martinez got together, and you know, they
that's
went
right
totally rogue on us, huh?
Exactly.
Well, that's what it's all about. So remind everybody where they can go for more information about this great game day snack flavor, Chef.
So you can head on over to Frito-Lay.com, and you can see all the recipes, you can see all the videos, and just have a good time, you know, just seeing everything that Frito-Lay has to offer.
Well, good fun. Season 15, Bravo's Top Chef and finalist Chris Scott, an expert on all things tailgating and food parties, as you can tell. He's having a lot of fun without us right now in Miami, oh, by the way. But, Chef, don't feel bad, okay? I know all that right. You have a lot of compassion and a big heart because that's what chefs do. I mean, this is why you are a chef, because you love people, you love entertainment, you want to see the smile on people's faces, right?
That's right.
Well, there he is. Well, thank you, Chef, for being with us. All the best. Who's your team? Can you share that with us?
Well, I'm rooting for the Chiefs. I'm rooting
okay
for the Chiefs.
All right. So we got the happy dust out, and you're gonna go with Patrick, and you know, and go for the Chiefs. All right. Good for you.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Keep your personality, professional chef. Yes, Chris Scott, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Chef. Appreciate it. Have
thanks
a great day.
All right, Bill. Take care.
You got it. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden.
Hey, I don't blame you for thinking that because they've been getting away with it. I mean, look at our budget, $23 trillion and counting. Not to mention the resistance that's been taking place against a president of the United States in 3 years that has been on a record-setting pace. You imagine if we had just a little bit of cooperation, what would our GDP look like? What about infrastructure? What about these other issues, healthcare, that have been, you know, outstanding right now and that are not being addressed because we've got people all tied up, the Senate tied up right now with that thing, that impeachment thing. Well, as I mentioned to you last week, I was in Las Vegas, Nevada, for the annual SHOT Show, my first time that I went there. And while there, I had an opportunity to meet U.S. Representative Ted Budd. Unfortunately, at the time, we just could not have an opportunity to talk and get him on the air with us, but he's been kind enough to reserve some time to come on the show this morning and talk to us about all things Washington, D.C. Representative Ted Budd represents North Carolina's 13th congressional district and is serving his second term in the 116th United States Congress, probably a Congress that will go down in infamy, Representative.
Bill, it's great to see you or talk to you. It was great to meet you at SHOT Show last week and then to be on with you today. Thanks for making time. And, boy, we are going down in infamy. And ready to get beyond this Congress, take back the House, and bring some order back to our country. And let me tell you what a constituent just wrote to my office. Can I share that with you?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I think it was relevant to what you were saying before I got on the air. And she's from a small town in North Carolina. We always call these folks back and message with them. And she said she's upset that Congress is wasting time and taxpayer money pursuing impeachment. Now, she's not the biggest fan of Trump, but she plans to vote for him again. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hearing from my constituents that I have the pleasure of representing back home. And I think it kind of fits in with the waste of time that you were talking about earlier.
Well, exactly. And the people are seeing what this is all about, Congressman, because, you know, we've been saying, yes, some have said, look at with what the Democrats have unleashed, they're establishing a new standard here. But I also think the opposite could come into play, and that is because of the insanity of this particular impeachment show that we've had to endure. It may stop you know, representatives in, you know, years going forward to hesitate when there is a reason to really impeach and to address this in an appropriate manner. But right now, we're, you know, like I tell my kids all the time, Congressman, experience defines preference. And we are redefining preference in this country right now because of what the Democrats have done to our country.
Yeah, essentially, it's crying wolf. And it was bad with us. It wasn't great with Clinton, even though Clinton actually did break the law. There were two legal charges against him, including perjury. And then even Andrew Johnson back in the 1800s. It wasn't a strong case. All political. It's crying wolf. It's lowering the bar. It's a dangerous precedent for presidents in the future, no matter which party. So this is a really bad idea, and it's time to wait for November and see what Americans think at the ballot box.
Well, I have maintained, Congressman, at the core of all this is Roe v. Wade. The Democrats are going absolutely ballistic. I mean, look at the pattern. They have an established pattern. This is the same pattern they used on Brett Kavanaugh in dirtying him up and coming in with last-minute deals. I keep thinking that maybe Dianne Feinstein is looking at that, getting her hands on the transcript for that 18th witness that has not been, put forth, and maybe she's scouring that that transcript to see if, hope upon hope, there might be some shiny new thing, because the John Bolton book didn't quite do it for him yesterday.
You walk from Bolton, and by the way, they just put, if you see the president's tweets, he said game over.
Yes.
Because you've got an August video from last year of John Bolton saying that it was a very cordial call. He was just calling to congratulate, and he said nothing about this whole impeachment ruse, the content of what they're impeaching on. It's just horrible. But this 11th hour is shiny object approach is standard fare for them. You got the Bolton issue that's already coming out of the news cycle, and then you've got Kavanaugh last year, and then the Mueller report last year, and it always seems that we get close to wrapping this up and getting on to the business of the country, and then they throw out this 11th hour shiny object.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's
the plan. Yeah, Congressman, like your constituent, and what I'm hearing, from our listeners, is people want to meet again with their liberal friends right now because of the way the waters have been poisoned by Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi. We're at each other's throats. Dr. Riley, Wilfred Riley, who wrote the book Eight Crime Hoax, he's got a new book called on taboos right now, 10 Taboos, that is a great read and talking about our culture. He said that basically America has siloed itself. And so when we're in these individual silos, we're not talking. And the people are getting frustrated. And what's happening, I'm starting to be encouraged, because even on the airplane coming out, which before we didn't have a lot of people talking, they were afraid to say anything, especially if it was anything conservative. But now the conversations are starting to happen. And when I'd hoped that maybe I could start going to dinner with some of my liberal friends, it's like, oh, man, I've got to wait until the dust settles maybe a little bit further to where we can start, working on the relationship once again, if you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. And it probably sounds like it's going to be in Wilfred Riley's book. I have not yet read it. I look forward to it. But all these taboos have, it's forcing silence on people.
Exactly.
And I'd rather have this stuff out where you know what people think. But now when it comes out in the form of explosive anti-Semitism or explosive racism. I would rather know who I'm dealing with by how they talk have a more open conversation, even if you disagree with it. But by the silencing and shaming from the left, I think it puts us in a very, very dangerous place. And it sounds like that's what this book is going to address.
Well, and what our founding fathers did in giving us the First Amendment so that we could talk outside of, this modern day era of the cancel culture and, political correctness, is that we need this. I mean, it is healthy for people to talk, to share ideas, because, from day one, when you look at the advancements that America has made, it has been made during that period of time when we can talk and understand and participate in the solution, right?
Absolutely. I'm thinking of one of the managers for the House managers for the impeachment of the Republicans in the Senate, Mike Johnson from Louisiana. he really took, he was, he came in with me as a freshman last term, sophomore now, and so he came in with this civility idea. He's a constitutional attorney by trade before he got here. Brilliant guy, and he got a bipartisan agreement for honor and civility. So most of us signed it. Some people blatantly wouldn't sign it. But he really thinks that though we disagree, we can endure together, which is the traditional tolerance. You know, we can disagree, but we'll endure together. The new tolerance is not only will you fully endure, not only will you agree with me, but you will fully endorse me, whether you believe it inside or not.
Exactly. So,
and that's a dangerous place to be.
Without a doubt. Well, and it's interesting, and some might say, wait a minute, how can you not sign something like that? Well, at least I say, well, at least you're being honest if you say you can't sign it. That's okay. At least I know where you're coming from. Now, I knew you were really excited yesterday, as I was, and I thought it was interesting, this split-screen vision of here it is, we've got impeachment marathon going on, and all these questions, this is something like 90 questions yesterday they asked, and we got another 90 more to look forward to. But in the other split was this incredible accomplishment that the president and the Republicans, and yes, some Democrats were able to help and bring it across the finish line here, was USMCA.
What a great split screen. And that, yeah, that really, and all the leftist drama that's been going on and all the attacks from the president, he really has created a great split screen. If it's people waiting in line in New Jersey of all places for hours or over a day to get in line to
and not in the best of weather either, by the way.
No,
and we're talking people from New Jersey that just don't, hey, they don't even put up with, you know, warm coffee, much less, you know, very cold weather. So that says something, right?
Absolutely. It happened for me, pouring down rain, when he came in for me in 2018. And, of course, people had waited all day in the pouring rain and packed out the crowd. And it was a great help. But, you know, I was on that with USMCA whip team, or the team that essentially helps get votes on our side locked down and also across the aisle. So it really was a well-coordinated effort, and it was relentless. And it's such a huge thing. When I think about my district in North Carolina, we have one of the largest dairy-producing counties, the largest dairy-producing county in North Carolina. This will triple their market access to Canada. It really levels the playing field, whether you're a farmer or dairy producer, whether you're a manufacturer, or whether you're a home builder, whether you're in technology or biology and pharmaceuticals. This helps us, levels the playing field. It gets Mexico, Canada, the United States working together so that we can be more competitive against unfair trade practices from Europe and also from China. It's a fabulous deal. We just really think about our allies to the north and south, and this makes us even more of an ally with them. And very exciting. We think this could add at least a half point to our GDP, which is already strong. The numbers are coming out today. And then you add that with the China deal a week or two ago, and that's another half point to our GDP. And
well,
this is great. It's more jobs than we've seen in a long, long time.
Because I was going to ask you specifically, how many more jobs are we talking about?
We've already created 7 million new jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The problem now when I talk to employers is they can't find the people, and when they see people, they're often competing against welfare. So we got to have tremendous welfare reform, give people an incentive to get back into the workplace, walk and step them down so they don't have these benefit cliffs and they can go back to work, and we can ease them down, get them into the workplace, restore their dignity, and really help grow our economy. We think that this one directly will create about 150,000 new jobs, but we've already created, I think it's more than that.
We've got to wrap things up. Congressman Ted Budd, right here on Bill Martinez Live, representing North Carolina's 13th Congressional District. Congressman, thank you for being with us. Take care. God bless you.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hunter.